Welcome to Eye on Houston and Odyssey Public Affairs Show. My name is George Lindsay here in the studio this morning. I have Shanna and Skylar Shannon, founders of the Roundtop Film Festival, happening November 7th through the 10th in Roundtop. Ticket information, directions, and all the details you can find online at roundtopfilmfest.org. First of all, Shanna, Skylar, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Let's start right at the beginning, shall we? Let's start about how this came about. What was the inspiration behind the Roundtop Film Festival? Skylar?
Well, what inspired us to do the Roundtop Film Festival is I'm a writer, director, and actress, and I grew up going to Roundtop every weekend. We have a country house out there and absolutely love it. And my mom's always been my date to all of the film festivals around. So it's a very artsy town and it just keeps growing. And we love film festivals. And one night we were just talking about how Roundtop would be a perfect place to hold a film festival for creatives. And that's how the idea started. And we executed it.
I was going to say, you've done a good job bringing it together and everything. And Skylar, for you growing up, is it difficult being a kid in Texas? I mean, obviously, this is not L.A. This is not California. You don't have the same, I guess, opportunities. So did a little bit of that go into it, what you had to face to kind of get into the business?
Yes. I mean, Texas is growing with film, especially Austin, with all the studios being open there. But when I was growing up, it was Houston had some good acting classes, Austin. But I lived in Roundtop for a year when I was in fourth grade, and film was just never talked about there. Mm-hmm. And film festivals are growing all around Texas, but we wanted to get on it sooner because I went to college in LA, was in high school a lot in LA pursuing acting and writing, but those, you can have festivals any day. So here it's very slim. So
I was going to say, like you said, in Los Angeles, you can find film festivals going on all the time. A yes. little more unique when it comes to Texas here. And Shanna, I mean, you had to see, obviously, her desire as a child to get into film. And it was difficult, I guess, being a Texas kid to make that transition.
Absolutely. I mean, we had to research a lot of acting studios, and she had great programs, obviously, in Houston. As she got older and really started pursuing film over theater, we decided to move to Austin just because there was more opportunities for youth, especially having the UT program there and their film students. She was able to audition for a lot of films. And then that led us to L.A. For a summer camp when she picked up a talent agent and she got an acting coach. And they were like, you need to stay in L.A. And we were like, we'll give it a shot. So we stayed in L.A. for a year and pursued her acting career. She got great coaching and all of that. And in that time period, she really decided, you know what? I love this. I love acting. I love singing. It's really enhanced who I am, and it helped her grow as an actress. But she's like, I also explored behind the camera. Mm-hmm. And she really fell in love with screenwriting and doing stuff like directing and seeing the other side of film. So I think it gave her a full umbrella of what film has to offer.
Of what the industry, and again, all of film has to offer. Skylar, was it something, I mean, as you progressed in your career in LA and screenwriting and all the things that you're doing, is it something that you wanted to bring that back and share with, again, kids that are maybe in the same situation you were when you were younger?
Yes, that's a big part of why we're doing this. And with our panels and stuff, we're going to do how to get into the industry, because it's a very secretive kind of industry to break into. I remember asking around where to get headshots, and it's kind of like everybody wants to gatekeep that information to get ahead. And so, you know, people find it out on their own time. So why don't we just help the community and help Texans and everybody around visiting the festival and give them a secret.
Tell us about what you all have assembled. Tell me a little bit about what people can expect with the Round Top Film Festival.
We have a great lineup for you. From November 7th through 10th, we'll have films, short documentaries, feature films. We'll have comedy, drama. We'll have great panels, anything from fashion and film to women in the industry. We'll have how to break into the industry, as Skylar said. And we'll have a lot of music. There's music going on. There's pop-ups. There's just really something there for everyone. But of course, the main focus is on film, and we have the beautiful Festival Hill. We're so honored to have the use of Festival Hill to showcase our features and documentaries and all film. And then we have 550 Market, where we can do our music videos and panels, and it gives you another whole look and vibe, and just really showcases Round Top in a great, unique way.
I think a lot of people obviously know about Round Top and know about going to Round Top in the fall and stuff like that. But you have some options for people that maybe you can't go and spend the entire weekend in Round Top for the film festival. There's a way for people to actually get transportation back and forth. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so we actually worked out a deal with Armando's here in Houston, Texas, and they'll have a bus that will go in on Friday and Saturday several times a day. So you can leave in the morning, come back in the afternoon, you could leave later in the day and then come back late at night, so you can make all the films and all the parties. So there's options, and there's tickets online that are day passes with bus transportation. And I just think it's a great opportunity for you to come and experience the festival for the first time.
I think that's a great, great thing that you all have done there. Because for so many people, it's like, well, I can't get there and stay the entire weekend. Mm-hmm. But can I go up and take in a little bit of this and get a little bit of feeling, Skylar, of what it's going to be like there? I think that's a great thing. So
yes. And I feel like it's the perfect way for people that haven't seen a film festival for the first time. It's 3 days can be overwhelming for some, so get a taste of it, and then probably next year you'll want to come back for the whole 3 days.
Well, you mentioned parties too. Who wants to talk to me? Because when I think of film festivals, and we were talking about you being in LA, Skylar, Shanda, you were out there. So when I think of film festivals, I think about the parties, and you see all of the pictures that get published and stuff like that. Are we going to be graced with parties like that in Round Top?
We sure will.
Which one's harder to put together, getting the films together or getting the parties together?
I don't know. That depends who you ask.
Yeah.
We have a fabulous program director, Mickey Dezdovich, who's working really hard on creating our programming. And he has a fantastic lineup of films that we're really excited about and looking forward to. And the party end, I've always, and Skylar, we've always enjoyed throwing a good party.
The Texas way.
It is the Texas way, right? You throw a party when you do that. What are people going to find at some of these parties? I mean, what's it like? I've never been to a film festival party, so share a little bit about what goes on there.
Well, I'm most excited for Saturday night. We're having a hootenanny.
Okay.
So that's going to be really fun. Get some good musicians and dancing and really showing people, especially from out of town, how it's done in Texas.
But yeah, we want to show them the Texas way, a little boot scootin' boogie and we're going to do a mix, obviously. So some of it's going to go off of some of the films. So we may have an 80s vibe. We'll have the whole hootenanny, like Skylar said. There'll be something for everyone.
But each
night is a different night with a unique theme, and we're super excited to have.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're just tuning in. We're talking about the Round Top Film Festival, which is coming up again November 7th through the 10th in Round Top. Ticket information, the directions, all the details like we were talking about for the day passes, for the transportation. You can find all of that information at roundtopfilmfest.org. And again, it happens November 7th through the 10th. We've kind of talked around it a little bit, but one of the things that interested me, Shanna, in this is the educational give back that you all are going to be doing as part of the film festival. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. That's one of my passions, is the educational part. Like Skylar said earlier, growing up in a rural community, there's just not a lot of opportunity in the arts. They're definitely starting to grow in areas in and around, but we'd really like to bring that film aspect to the local community. So Round Top and the surrounding neighborhoods. We'd like to bring a film camp for this summer. Our long-term goal is to provide scholarships to kids who want to go to film school. And Skylar, being a screenwriter, I would really like to bring in a little screenwriting aspect of it. Maybe something that could be done on a monthly basis that would allow children to go, be creative. She implemented a program for herself and her friends where they just did some creative writing together. And you might want to tell a little bit about that and what that looks like. But allowing the children of that community to go and explore their creativity through writing.
Yeah, I think it's really cool because, you know, when you think about movies, you mainly think about the actors, but you don't think about everybody behind the screen. So it's like directing, being a sound designer, being a screenwriter. So also showing the kids around the area that there's other aspects besides just acting. I did a writer's club. I started one a couple years ago with some of my friends that have always loved writing. And some are poets, some are novelists, some are screenwriters. And just putting that together, it was refreshing for us to do because, you know, when you're older, you don't have outlets like that all the time. Mm-hmm. I do, luckily, but some of them, you know, work 9 to 5s and we would just make a point to meet up and really get creative. So when we brought up this education program, we're like, we should just come up with some cool writing exercises and, you know, kids of all ages can dabble in it. And if it's something they love, then they have accessibility to it.
Yeah.
Now.
And our hope is to bring some screenwriters in from, you know, Austin and surrounding towns and help these kids like with prompts and really guide them so that they can get the work they need to actually take it and turn it into a film. And create.
And like you said, Skylar, this is the gateway to a career, you know, hopefully for these kids that want to be in the industry. Yes. So this is really the gateway there. You remember how old you were the first time you wrote a story or came up with a story idea that you wrote down?
Oh my gosh. I've been writing ever since I learned how to hold a pencil. But I mean, the one that really sticks out, though, I guess, was my first screenplay I ever wrote. I had never written a script before. I had an amazing mentor that kind of taught me the basic format. I was still in high school.
In high school?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was called Space Case, and it was about a girl that named Bobby that wanted to escape planet Earth to go to Mars. And she ends up getting trapped into being in a pageant for her sister, being blackmailed. And it was very out there. And this guy who's now one of my best friends, I call him my big brother, Zach, he read it and was like, I really, really want to write that or work on this with you. I want to direct it. And all of a sudden I was acting in it. And my mom drove me to set the first day and it all just fell together. It was really cool seeing something I wrote actually take form.
It had to be so empowering though, to see something that an idea that you came up with and all of a sudden somebody steps up and says, yes, this is good. I want to work on it. And I'm sure that's what you all are hoping comes out of some of this educational stuff with the film festival too.
Absolutely. So. And this was her first screenplay that went to festivals and it did really well. And so that was kind of kickstart of being in festivals and learning about them.
And it started in high school. I love that. I love it. And there's so much about this that we love, and getting to a chance to embrace the film community in a Texas sort of way. Like you all said, I love that it has that Texas flair to it. It's called the Round Top Film Festival. It happens November 7th through the 10th in Round Top. Ticket information, directions, as I mentioned, details about the day passes, everything you want to know, the roster of films and all the different things that are going on at roundtopfilmfest.org. I know it's been a ton of work, but thank you both for in being inspired to bring this to the Houston and Round Top area. I love this idea. So,
well, we really appreciate it. We appreciate you giving us the time and having us on today.
All right.
Yeah, we love talking about it.
I can tell. Shanna, Skylar, thank you so much. Roundtopfilmfest.org is the website, and this is Eye on Houston.